Masechet Zochim Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel Chatos Hatzibor VaHayachid Public Chatos and Individual Chatos Elu Hein Chatos Hatzibor. What are public Chatos? Seiri Rosh Chadashim B'Shal Moados the Seirim that are brought in Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tovim as part of Musafim. Shchitasim Basafim B'Kivul Damam B'Kisharis Basafim. The Shchita does Karbanos Hazan on the northern side of Hazar like all Chatos. And the Kabbalah Hazan is done with the Klisharis also on the northern side of the Hazar. V'Daman Ton Arba Matanos Al Arba Kronos. And it's required to take from the Dam of these Karbanos and to do four Matanos on the four Kronos of the Mizbeach. The Kronos of the Mizbeach are on top of the Mizbeach. Keta. How are those Matanos done? As the Mizbeach is over 9 hours hot and the Matan Dam has to be done with the finger of the Kohen, so you cannot simply stand on the floor of the Hazar and to do the Matan Dam. So how does he do these Matan Dam? All of a Keves Uparna Losobit. The Kohen would go up on the ramp of the Mizbeach, which is on the southern side of the Mizbeach, and he would turn onto the Sovet. The Sovet is 5 amas and 5 tefachim off the ground. It's a ledge that goes around the Mizbeach. And there's a little ramp that goes from the big ramp towards the Sovet. And he would turn onto the Sovet, Ubalo, the Karen Dremius Mizrachas. He would first hit the southeast corner of the Mizbeach. And every time he would turn to the right. So therefore, he would first hit the southeast corner, he would do a matan dam with his finger there. Mizrachat Tzfonis, he would then hit the northeast corner and do a matan dam there. Tzfonis, Marabit. After that, he would reach the northwest corner and do the third matan dam, Marabit Dromis. And then he would do the last matan dam on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. He would then go back down the Keves. Shire Hadam Hayeshove Ayusod Dromis. The remaining dam he would pour on the Yisod of the Mizbeach on the southern side. And since when he goes back down the Keves, he is now on the southern side of the Mizbeach, and the Keves is on the Dharm of the Mizbeach, so he has poured the Dham on the Yisod Droimus. V'nechalon lefnim minaklon. And the butter of this chasa would be eaten by the Kohanim. Inside the klon, the curtain that go around, the chaser oil moed, as the butter had to be eaten in a makom kadosh. That would be by the Mishkan. By the Beit HaMikdash, they would be eaten inside the Azara. The Azara corresponds with the chaser oil moed of the Mishkan. Lezichrei kahuna, it would be eaten by the zichrei kahuna, by Kohanim, and only by males. B'chol Michael, you can prepare the meat in any way that you want, as opposed to a Pesach, which can only be eaten sweet, but other kabanos can be eaten any preparation that you would like. Liyom v'layla ad chatzos, it can be eaten that very day in which the korban was shechted, and the following night, but only until midnight. Now, even though Minat Torah, you can eat it the whole night, not just until midnight, the Chachama were machmer and made a siyag laharchik et ha'adam min aver, in order a person should not come lidei aver and to leave over the basar. So therefore the Chachama said that the basar can only be eaten until midnight. Masechet Zvachim Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet Ha'olah Katshei Kedoshim. A korban olah is katshei kedoshim. Even though it does not explicitly say so in the Torah, the Mishnah tells us that olah is katshei kedoshim, just like hatoz and hashamos. The significance of that is that Kachik Adashim, the Basar cannot be taken out of the Hazar. As opposed to the Basar of Kachim Kalam, it can be taken anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim. And so too, somebody who benefits from Kachik Kachim would have to bring a Korban Me'ilah, as opposed to somebody who benefits from Kachim Kalam would not have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. Shitasa Batzafon, the Kibo Dhamma, the Klisharis Batzafon. The Shita of a Korban Ola would be on the northern side of the Hazar. And so too, the Kabbalah Tadam and the Klisharis would also be on the northern side of the Hazar. With Dhammatan, Shtematanos, Shein Arba. And it would be required for the Kohen to do two matanos in the dam of the korban olah, which really are four. Meaning to say, he would do the matanos on the corners of the mizbeach, on two corners of the mizbeach, and that way the dam would go on all four sides of the mizbeach. He would take the dam and the klisharis and stand on the floor of the azar, and he would first throw the dam toward the northeast corner of the mizbeach, and the dam would splatter on both sides of the corner. Then he would go diagonally across to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and he would do the same thing, and the dam would go on both sides, and that way the dam was on all four sides of the Mizbeach. The Dham would be thrown on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, under the Chura Sipper, the line that goes around the middle of the Mizbeach. Now, the reason why the coin starts the Zrikas Hadam on the northeast corner as opposed to the southeast corner is because the southeast corner of the Mizbeach did not have a Yisod. The reason being is only the part of the Mizbeach which is in the Chelek of Binyamin had a Yisod. And the southeast corner of the Mizbeach was in Chelek of Shevet Yehuda, and therefore it did not have a Yisod. And the first Zrika Saddam had to be on a corner that had a Yisod, so therefore the first Zrika was on the northeast corner, and then he would have to go diagonally across to do the Zrika on the southwest corner, that way the dam would be in all four sides of the Mizbeach. U'tu'una hefshet v'nituach v'kolo l'isha. And it would be required for the hide to be stripped off the korban ola, and then the korban ola itself would be chopped into pieces, and the whole thing would be burnt in the fire on the Mizbeach. As the entire ola is burnt on the Mizbeach, none of it is eaten by the kohanim. Only the hide would be given to the kohanim to benefit from it.